USA Radio News.
A man who hijacked a plane before threatening to crash it into a Walmart in Mississippi has died in federal custody. This comes 4 days after being transferred. Corey Wayne Patterson was found unresponsive in his cell at the Federal Detention Center in Miami, according to the Federal Bureau of Prisons. The 29-year-old man's cause of death has not yet been determined, according to the Bureau. Tim Berg has the latest on the Biden debt relief situation.
The Biden administration is planning to ask the Supreme Court to review its student debt relief plan. On Thursday, the Justice Department announced its plan to ask the court to reverse an injunction which has prevented the debt relief program from moving forward. Six Republican state officials have filed a lawsuit claiming the program is unfair and unconstitutional, and a three-judge panel voted to pause the debt relief while the lawsuit unfolds. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Los Angeles County has logged another 2,215 COVID-19 infections, while the number of virus-positive patients in local hospitals continue to creep upward. The 7-day average daily rate of people testing positive for the virus also continued to climb upward, reaching 7.1%, up from 5.6% a week ago. This is all according to the County Department of Public Health. There is a strong recommendation for mask wearing, but there is no mask wearing mandate at this time. NASA is celebrating the successful launch of Artemis 1 by cutting ties. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
U.S. regulators have approved a plan to demolish four dams on a California river and open up hundreds of miles of salmon habitat that would be the largest dam removal and river restoration project in the world when it goes forward. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's unanimous vote on the dam is the latest major regulatory hurdle and the biggest milestone for the $500 million demolition proposal championed by Native American tribes. The project would return the lower half of California's second largest river to the free-flowing state for the first time in more than a century. A Detroit man is in custody after it's alleged he shot and killed his neighbor, leading to a four-hour standoff with police on the city's west side. According to Detroit Police Chief James White, the suspect was upset after he was sentenced to 60 days in jail as a result of a dispute with his neighbor over an Amazon package that was delivered last year. The fan who caught Aaron Judge's American League record 62nd home run ball is placing it on the auction block after turning down a $3 million offer to sell it. A collector for Golden Auction predicts that the ball has, quote, the potential to become the highest priced ball ever sold, end quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.